This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis startup company called Mars Farm is teaching people how to grow produce using computers. It's working with high school students to build growth chambers that it calls food computers to inspire teenagers to pursue careers in science and engineering. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen takes us to one at the St. Louis Science Center.
Inside the Science Center's agriculture exhibit, a metal box casts violet light on a dozen basil plants. A family with young girls approaches the box. Its builder, Peter Webb, tells them the basil is growing hydroponically, or without using soil, the same way that astronauts on the orbiting International Space Station are growing vegetables.
You see, this is on the space station, actually, up and going around right now at 12,000 miles an hour.
Webb is the CEO and founder of Mars Farm. It's a startup that posted instructions online for building food computers to grow produce. All it requires are plants, materials from any hardware store, and a tiny computer that can control temperature and other growing conditions. It might seem strange to add computer programming to home gardening, but Webb says the idea came naturally when he was trying to grow peppers and tomatoes in his bedroom a few years ago.
The more I got involved, the more I realized how much work it was and how much easier it would be if I had a computer to help me kind of automate some of these processes.
Mars Farm aims to someday help astronauts grow crops on Mars, but since that's years away, Webb is focusing now on teaching high schoolers to build food computers.
So by, you know, shooting for Mars, we're really igniting a passion and a curiosity that inspires a spirit of exploration and is much less focused on trying to solve the problems that all too often can become overwhelming when people approach our food supply chain.
And maybe some of the teenagers that are using computers to grow vegetables could someday plant seeds on another planet. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.